Well, greetings to you all in the name of the Most High. I greet you amidst all that takes place on the world at such a time as this. Greet you as continue just to go to and fro on the earth. Always interesting, never a dull moment. Always something just continues to happen, continues to manifest that is necessary for the time that we're in the middle of. And I tell you, in the middle of all that's taking place right now upon the earth, and this is a drive time, obviously, just try to catch up with you guys when and where we can. But in the middle of all that's taking place upon the earth, as lies are continuing to be exposed, as things that people thought were solid are becoming fluid, as realities that people thought were fixed are no longer solid. Now, what do people do? See, this has always been one of the challenges that people face, is what do you do when you can't get away from the truth? Used to be that what they wanted was they wanted to be able to surface their opinion and put your opinion and their opinion and everybody else's opinion out there, and all of those are supposed to be as valid. But the problem is that there is truth out there. There is that which is real, and that which is real continues. It is constant. It continues to go forward. And if you don't have a love for truth, you won't recognize it when it's upon you. If you don't desire for truth, if you don't look for truth, if you don't ask, seek, and knock, and value and esteem truth, then when you need it, it's not there, because how would you recognize it? How would you recognize the truth if you don't have a heart for it? How would you know the frequency of truth if you've never been tuned to it? How would you know what the worth is of truth unless you've ever seen the value of what truth can do and be? So now, as realities continue to get more and more fluid and things continue to get more and more transparent, and things are out of control for those that used to be in control, and now human are being put in a position of having to do one of two things: either choose to enslave yourself to the most asinine and stupid weak controllers ever that you could even come up with, absolutely ridiculous things to enslave yourself to, or take responsibility, rise up, walk in truth, walk in your power, walk in who you are, walk in what you were always meant to be, and make the impact that you were meant to make. Do the thing you were meant to do. Be what you were created and manifested, I should say, rather than even created. Manifested. Because we're not ones and zeros. You know, we're not... we've been brought here and we've manifest in this reality not to just fulfill a program, but to be part of what happens and takes place here by your decision, your free will, your engagement. So how far will you go with that? It is, the temptation is very strong to abrogate our free will, to have somebody else make the decisions and the choices for us. You know, because that's tempting, because then when things don't work out, you can blame that person. You can get angry at that person because, hey, I did what they told me to do and things didn't go well. Right? That's very childish. That's, and you know what? You lose. No matter what happens, you lose in that situation. If things go well, quote unquote, you never know why they went well. Because you were just along for the ride. You were just extra luggage. It didn't matter what happened, you just kind of went along with it. You go along to get along, right? And if things go badly, well, they go badly. And you had no say in it, you just went along, and that was the consequence of things going badly. So, either option is unacceptable. Taking responsibility for who you are, who you're meant to be, rising up, making the contribution, making the difference, rising up into your power. See, this is also, the world has always tried to keep people away from understanding who they are and their power. You know, you have people that have tremendous ability, tremendous skills, tremendous talents, tremendous spiritual, natural abilities, and yet they're kept away from those constantly for the purpose of control. Look, you could have a guy who's capable of squatting 500 pounds, but if you continue to tell him that he's weak and that he can't move, and he believes you and he never does anything, then that's going to be his reality. He never exercised and used the inbuilt strength that he had, because he was convinced that he didn't have it. But the reality was that he had it. Now, what the worlders want to do is use your power. So they're not just content for you to just be dormant. No, they know you have a resource within you. And what they want to do is they want to hijack that resource. That has been the purpose of, by and large, the mainstream narrative globally for your lifetime, has been to hijack your mind, your consciousness, to get you to think and to create a particular way. If you believe things are one way, and you put your efforts, your mind, your intention, your volition, your activities towards creating that way, then that will be your experience. That will be what you know. That will be what you will find. Okay, if you're a young woman out there, you think that, first of all, if you even think that you need a partner, but okay, you go down that, let's just go down that road for a minute. You think that you need a partner, but you think this is the best that you'll ever do. Okay, then you're right. This is the best you'll ever do. Because that's what you believe, that's what you expect, that's what you look for. So you will find in the level of what you expect and what you look for. But if you know your value and your worth, what would happen if tomorrow you woke up and you found out that you had, not that I put any stock in this, but royal blood, that you were a descendant of royalty. And everything was there, and it goes back thousands of years, and you are destined from a royal bloodline, and you have so much that is inherently yours. What would you think about your life and your prospects? Just that one piece of understanding. Wouldn't you want to follow up on that? Wouldn't you want to find out what is this? What? You have royal blood? What? There's other things that are benefits of that? Listen, what you have in reality is far more than that. Far more than that. in actual reality. But you've been kept away from it, and you've been trained not to believe that that's there. And you've been trained to also shout down the people that even begin to let you know that it might be there. Listen, our reality is far, far exceeds what the worlders will ever know. And when I speak of the worlders, I'm speaking of those that have given their allegiance to a fallen and broken system. And those that have sold out humanity, those that have sold out that which has the spark of the Creator within them, in exchange for a quick pop here. It was a bad deal, it's a bad bargain, and it's not going to end well. I'll just leave it at that for now. Brothers and sisters, you've got to recognize what you have within you. There's incredible power to manifest and change everything. Your experience of everything, for one, but also this reality is going to continue to shift and mold, and it's just going to be very different going forward. You're never going to go back to where you were, guaranteed. Only moving on into something completely, it's a different paradigm. Now, in relating to it, in relating to the new paradigm, you want to walk in that higher frequency. Just walk in love, forgive people. Listen, I know there's a lot of tough things that people have gone through, all right? I'm not taking anything away from whatever it is that people have gone through. But you got to let that stuff go. Because anything that keeps you back and holds you back from being who you truly are meant to be is not worth it. Whatever horrible things have happened, acknowledge them, bring them into the light, go into a room, bring them before before Source, before the Most High. Go within and allow those things to be dealt with. But don't hold on to anything. It's not worth it. It just keeps you in a low vibration, low frequency, keeps you away from who you're destined to be. Now, listen, we all have our things. All right? Everybody, if you've come into this world, you've got some stuff. You've got personal life experiences, hereditary trauma, family issues, you know, just workplace drama, relationship, just whatever. You're going to have things. It's not that you have things that happen in life. It's that what impact do they have on you, and where do you let that sit with your spirit? What do you allow to be okay? What do you allow to be normal? Is it allowable to be normal to dwell on a past trauma day in and day out for years of your life? Is that okay? Do you allow for that? Or does somewhere within you say, you know what? No, that's not okay. I don't want that. And I think I'm just going to stop now. I'm going to release it. I'm going to let it go. And I'm going to carry on. What's your decision? What's your choice? Because this is part of taking responsibility. This is part of getting away from being a victim Because, and victim culture is very, it's very seductive. Because it gives people identity. Am I taking anything away from the things that have happened to people? Things have happened. But do you choose to be a victim, or do you choose to overcome? Not an easy thing, but doable. And if you choose to overcome, what you'll end up seeing happen is, see, when somebody's a victim, the person that victimizes you has the power over you. When you are no longer a victim, other people no longer have the power over you to make you a victim. And therefore, the way that you relate to and refer to experiences of life are very different. You may have had some bad things that have taken place, but you refuse to be anybody's victim. Does this also, like, yeah, do you want people to take responsibility? Do you want to follow up on things? Do what you can to make things right? Of course. But how do you relate to things? Listen, there's a lot of people whose identities get wrapped up in their past. And because they refuse to let go of their past, they can't move forward into their future. I think one of the reasons why we just need to put this out here on this day is because I don't want anybody to miss the things that are coming up. I want as many people as possible to walk on in this incredible change that is coming upon humanity as we shift paradigms. And we go from darkness to light, and from the power of a corrupt and broken and fallen system and world into understanding who we truly are, and so many things being unlocked. Can you imagine just being able to do and create without... And seeing things come to fruition. Isn't that exciting? It should be. It should be. And you know what? I think a lot of people have had so many tough experiences, they don't even allow themselves to dream anymore. Because they feel like in the dreaming... Just why dream, why bother, because it's just going to get crushed again, right? You know, I've got to refer back to the biblical story of with Peter fishing the whole night, and here comes Jesus, who is truth, by the way, the way, the truth, the life. Here comes the truth, and he says, put down your net again for a catch. Now they're done. They've already taken the nets up. They're finished. Everything's over. Nevertheless, upon your word, I'm going to give it one more shot. They threw out the nets, caught more fish than they could handle, ripping the net started to tear. They got other boats, another boat to signal for. People showed up, helped them bring it in. 153 fish. Miraculous catch. Unexpected abundance. But what was necessary? There had to be that something within them that said, you know what? Sure, I'm going to give it one more shot. It's your actions in accordance with your belief that allow for the manifestation of that which you... it's beyond expectation. So... Your actions in accordance with your belief, that which you know within yourself to be true. Peter knew within himself that there was something special here. So you know what? Sure. I'll throw out my nets. Why not? You need to know within yourself that something is real, something's going on here. And in that process, do. And as you do, things will change. As you take action, as your faith is engaged, things will shift. Things will change. You know what? I know it's been a troubling time. I know there's rough times around. on a natural level, quick thing. You know, sometime back, I talked a little bit about just making some certain types of provisions for your home and in general. Listen, by and large, and this is by and large, if you can manage a couple of weeks in most situations when it comes to systems breaking down and systems having problems, that'll cover 90% of the things that'll happen and take place. So, but you got to just be able to have a little bit of staying power. You don't want to be caught up with all the people that are expecting everything to always be working, because when it doesn't, what now? Okay? So, I just say that because there's a few things that you need. Food, water, clothing, shelter, medical, right? Simple things. If you need a gauge, you need 4.5 liters per person of water in your household for a day for your daily drinking needs. If you need to wash clothes and cook, then you need 15 to 20 liters per person in the house. So basic amounts and quantities, just do the math. Run the math. What do you need for food, for provisions? Listen, you don't need a lot. Some rice, some beans, a few spices, a bit of salt. You can manage. Ability to cook that. Listen, you can manage. The thing you don't want is to not have any options. When you have no options whatsoever, you're completely stuck and completely dependent and out there with everybody else that is stuck and dependent. Okay? So, some minor provisions go a long way. Water is your most important thing. You don't have water for 3 days, you're in a lot of trouble. Okay? So, simple things. I've got a lot of friends in Texas. You know, those that have been close to me, you know, we've had plenty of chats about this. But these are the kind of things where you just need to listen. You don't have to go overboard. You just need to do a few things, and it gives you staying power. So I'm grateful that people that I love and care for, most of them are pretty well prepared for situations. And so, but this is just an encouragement for those of you listening, just to consider your life situation and just make a few adjustments. You know, if you buy some dry food stuff, rotate it out. So buy it, keep a buffer, and work through that buffer and replace it from the back. So take it from the front, replace it from the back, and keep that 2-3 weeks, but a couple of weeks minimum. It's going to make a big difference when stressors come to the system and you need to have time. All right? So I'm just saying that right now. If you haven't made certain provisions and just giving yourself a bit of space, then just consider doing that, okay? These aren't massive expenses, but they go a long way when you need them. All right, and with that, hey, we love you guys out there. Blessings to you in the name of the Most High. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. You can always reach us there. And yeah, keep on keeping on. We'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And don't worry about anything, all right? Everything is going to be incredible. All right. We love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.